April 30th, 2025 marks the 50th anniversary of the fall of Saigon to Northern Vietnamese forces, which effectively ended the Vietnam War. In the Minnesota legislature, Senator Phong Herr has led an initiative to recognize, with official veteran status, the Hmong and Lao soldiers who fought alongside U.S. forces in covert action in Laos decades ago.
If I can be a little transparent, I was born in 1965. I was born in the clandestine airfield called Long Cheng. And my father actually worked at the airport as a liaison officer for CIA operative and also for the Hmong soldiers. My mother was a young farm girl, and my first memory in life was at the airport of that Long Cheng, you know, hidden airport air operation. I felt sand hitting my face, and those sand are created by helicopter propeller.
From 1961 to 1975, amid the Vietnam War, known to the Minnesota Asian community as the Southeast Asia Conflict, the CIA secretly enlisted thousands of Hmong and Lao fighters to form special guerrilla units, otherwise known as SGUs. In the covert campaign dubbed the Secret War, these units worked to sabotage North Vietnamese supply routes and rescue downed U.S. pilots.
Their mission is to rescue American soldier, intercept enemy supply line, but their commanding word is 100 of Hmong soldier to retrieve one American GI. 100 of you go get one American GI. Now, that is a saving Private Ryan story.
In the crucible of the Secret War, some 35,000 Hmong and Lao warriors fell. When the U.S. withdrew in 1975, persecution swept over the land, unleashing imprisonment and death upon those who fought alongside the United States. Thousands fled to Thailand's refugee camps. Many later found refuge in the U.S., with Minnesota becoming home to the largest refugee community.
I need to do my part as legislator to keep that history there, that, lack of a better word, to take it for Hmong to be here in the United States. It's our service, our loyalty for American democracy that brought us here and through bloodshed.
Yet the scars and wreckage of war linger in the soul of a people.
But the saddest part that I was going to say is that I see body bags of soldier.
It's the hardest part for me. Just yeah. I practice to say every single time so that I don't get emotion. But to see regularly body bag at the airport, and some of them happen to be children, not older than me than 2 years, with army uniform, just a few inch higher than their M16. And the reason they serve is because they have to earn money, get paid no more than $1.75 per month. You know, and it's not that they volunteer, or it's not that they are desperate to earn the money, but they were recruited.
The effort to grant U.S. veteran status to Hmong and Lao fighters sparked debate. While some questioned its extension, others declared it time to honor a long overdue debt.
For the Veterans Omnibus Policy and Appropriations Bill.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. This is Minnesota, and you cannot tell the story of Minnesota without the story of the Hmong. This is about us, Our Hmong neighbors and friends today live the legacy of those soldiers who we can and should respect with our decision today. Members, Minnesota veterans face a number of challenges. It's our solemn responsibility to do what we can for those who've done everything for us. This bill does that. This bill is about veterans, but it's also about honoring service and showing respect.
As the numbers shrink to the last man, we still should honor him. And to guarantee that honor and respect, and to know that when they are among us, to appreciate their service because they put their life in the line, is to identify them. So license plate, driver license, gray marker, military salute. That's the basic of the benefit that they ask for. It's not monetary. It's not monetary.
The secretary will take the roll. Senator Herr.
Senate Champion, being that we just passed the Senator Putnam's bill rather quickly, and so, you know, we have an audience in the gallery who are the member of SGU who served this country well during the secret war in Laos. I just want us to have a short recess or however we conduct it to give them a applaud or a salute.
The motion prevails. The Senate is now in recess.
From a young Hmong refugee in 1975 to historic recognition, Senator Fong Herr secured unanimous Minnesota Senate passage of a bill recognizing approximately 900 Hmong and Lao veterans of the secret war.
But the commemoration, the remembrance is for people who lost their lives, their family, their children, and then those who die crossing the Mekong to Thailand, the spirit of those who die unjustly are behind our success. If I stood in the highlands of Laos, I can see my family, my grandfather, my grandmother, the whole villages, from the aroma that only Hmong people know, that the aroma of freshly grown rice. From the distance, it looks so delicious, so green and delicious.